Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe.
Shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word, and I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for Friday, October the 21st, 2016. We will be getting into the book of Yahshua, better known as Joshua in the English, because they've changed the spelling and pronunciation. But we're going to be taking up where we left off in Deuteronomy, El Debarim. Moshe has died. Yahweh took him and hid his body. Nobody knows where he went. Never found. Okay. Now it's the time of Yahshua, son of Nun, N-U-N, to be the leader. He was anointed by Yahweh in the Torah. He was chosen to be the replacement, basically, for Moshe. So he's going to have to put up with all the nonsense that Israel is going to do in the Promised Land. So we were commanded to destroy all the cursed seed people so they would not be a thorn in the side in the future. We didn't do that. They're a thorn in our side today. The very name of Yahshua means Yah is salvation. His name was Hosea and was changed. Just like Jacob had his name changed to Israel. And Abram had his name changed to Abraham. Etc., etc., with the name changes. Means Yah is salvation, literally. And it's the identical Hebrew name that the Messiah had. Okay? It's been tampered with over the years, changing the name to Joshua. Joshua, anything with Yah in it, the Talmudist wanted to get rid of. So we've got it changed back. And we're going to get into this exciting book of the prophets. That's what we are beginning to work on now. We have finished the Torah. Now we are going into the prophets. And when all the prophets are done, we will be going into the writings. And after the writings, I may do quite a bit on the Between the Gospels series in the Apocryphal books, and a little on Josephus, and then go into the New Testament. Whenever we get around to that, it's going to be a long road with the prophets themselves. There's a lot of them and very prolific. So let's get started on the book of Yahshua, chapter 1, verse 1. And for chapter 1, verse 1, you can reference the book of Jasher, which is Jashar, the book of the upright in Hebrew. The book of Jasher, chapter 88, verse 1. Now after the death of Moshe, the servant of Yahweh, it came to pass that Yahweh spoke to Yahshua, the son of Nun, Moshe's minister, saying, Moshe, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, 3383, that is the Jordan River, you and all these people, to the land which I give to them, to the children of Israel. Verse 3, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have given you, as I said to Moshe. Now chapter 1, verses 3 through 5, you can reference the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 11, verses 24 and 25. Verse 4. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, 3844, even to the great river, the river Perath, that's 6578, and that is the Euphrates River. That's what it's called today. All the land of the Kitti, 2850, that is the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory. That would be west, and that would be the Mediterranean Sea. The great sea at that place. Okay? Not speaking of the Atlantic or the Pacific. They didn't know about that then. Verse 5, there shall not be any man able to stand, that's 3320, as stand in opposition to, able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moshe, I will be with you. I will not abandon you, 7503, or forsake you, 5800. Verse 6. Be strong, 2388, and courageous, 553. For to this people you shall divide for an inheritance the land which I swore to their forefathers to give them. Now, verse 6, you can reference Deuteronomy 31, verses 6, 7, and 23. Only be strong and very, 3966, courageous. Okay? That's 553. Again. That you may observe and do according to all the teaching. That's 8451, that's Torah, which Moshe, my servant, commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, so that you may prosper wherever you go. Okay? Keep the Torah. Okay? That's the main thing with Yahweh. He gave us all that instruction, and he wants us to keep it. So, he's commissioning Yahshua to carry on basically in the footsteps of Moshe and complete this task of taking Israel into the Promised Land, which Moshe was not allowed to do because of the deal with smiting of the rock instead of speaking to it at Meribah. And the first time he was to smite the rock, and the second time he was to speak to the rock, they were going around in circles. Okay, that's what was going on. So he thought he'd do the same thing as the first time, when Yahweh instructed him to do something different. And he took the glory on himself and Aharon, and Aharon was not allowed to enter. He was taken. And so was Moshe, because of their disobedience at that rock in Meribah. Yahweh's love is very strong, but his justice is very strong as well. And he does not take his own word lightly. So even Moshe, his favorite guy, he had to judge. And I'm sure that hurt him, because he loved Moshe. Oh, my. Yes. Turn not from it, from the right hand or to the left, so that you may prosper wherever you go. And if we did that, we wouldn't be in the trouble that we are today. Verse 8. This book of the teaching, in other words, the Torah, which is the teaching here, shall not depart from your mouth. We are to speak of it all the time. But you shall meditate, 1897, in it day and night, so that you may observe and do according to all that is written in it. Because then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall prosper. Okay, when we founded this nation, it was a Christian nation, and biblical law was in our law here. We observed it. And we were blessed. And we have strayed from it. Not all of us, but the government and the administration of this nation, we have allowed, through trickery, I'll admit that, through trickery of the Jews, to pervert our society. And our society is highly perverted today. So many of us are coming back. The remnant is returning. And Yahweh is pleased at this. Don't ever think that he is not. This pleases him very, very much. So keep on keeping on, folks. Tell your friends and neighbors. Witness to them about the glory of Yahweh and Yeshua, our Messiah. Win a convert. Great victory in your life. Verse 9, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. That's one word, 6206. Neither be dismayed, 2865. Because Yahweh your Elohim is with you wherever you go. Okay, he's going to fight for Israel. He's going to be right on top of it. He's not just going to let us do this on our own. Yahweh's not going to do that. He's going to be with us. Well, he has turned his face from us today. But he will return as Yeshua, Messiah, when his time is right. His schedule, not ours. Oh, I know we're in a hurry right now. We really want him to come back because it's nasty. But it's going to get nastier. Trust me. Read the scripture. It foretells what's coming. It's going to be really ugly. We're in the time of trouble right now, but not the full tribulation. is on the way, and it's going to be very unpleasant, and it's going to be a great big war. It's going to be horrible. But if we don't lose faith, we'll be saved. We're going to have to endure that. And that's what this show is about, preparing people to go through that and to witness to others and bring as many into the remnant as we can. That's everyone that you bring in is a huge victory. That's another brother or sister that is going to be with us. Verse 10. Then Yahshua commanded the officers, 7860, of the people, saying, pass through the camp and command the people, saying, prepare your provisions, because within 3 days you shall pass over the Jordan, that's the Jordan River, to go in to possess the land which Yahweh your Elohim gives to possess. Now, verse 11 of chapter 1, you can reference the book of Jasher, chapter 88, verse 5. Verse 12, and to the Reubeni, and to the Gadi, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh, Yahshua spoke, saying, that's verse 12, and you can, 12 through 15, you can reference Numbers 32, verses 28 through 32, Deuteronomy 3, verses 18 through 20, and Joshua 22, verses 1 through 6. They had chosen pasture land on the other side of the Jordan River for the 2.5 tribes. They wanted to stay there. They liked it. They were herdsmen, and there was lots of provender for the beasts, so they wanted to stay there. But they had promised to go over the river. The men would go over as warriors, leaving the women and children behind in cities which they built. And they would fight to secure all the land for all of Israel. They wouldn't shirk their duty. Verse 13. Remember the word which Moshe, the servant of Yahweh, commanded you, saying, Yahweh your Elohim has given you rest. Given you rest is 5117. And has given you this land. Speaking of that land on the other side of the Jordan that they wanted. Verse 14, your wives, your little ones, and your livestock shall remain in the land which Moshe gave you on this side of the Jordan. But you shall pass before your kinsmen armed. 2571. All the mighty men, that's 1368, of valor, 2428, and help them. Verse 15, until Yahweh has given your kinsmen rest as you, and they have also possessed the land which Yahweh your Elohim gives them, then you shall return to the land of your possession and possess it, which Moshe, Yahweh's servant, gave you on this side of the Jordan toward the sunrise. Sunrising. That's the east side of the Jordan River. Verse 16, and they answered Yahshua, saying, all that you command us, we will do. In other words, they're going to be obedient. They're going to obey. All that you command us, we will do, and wherever you send us, we will go. As we listen to Moshe in all things, so we will listen to you. Only Yahweh your Elohim will be with you as he was with Moshe. all men that rebel against, 4784, your commandment, 6310, in other words, literally your mouth, as what is said, and will not listen to your words, and all you command them shall be put to death. Only be strong and courageous. They are saying this to Yahshua. We're going to follow you, and anybody that disobeys you, we're going to kill them. They are being loyal to Yahshua, because Yahshua was Moshe's minister and was with him in all these things. He even went partway up the mountain. He was allowed to do that because he was going to be anointed in the future. Yahweh permitted him to go up when the 10 words were given. So Yahshua is also an anointed leader. Anointed, chosen by Yahweh. So this is a good thing. Now we're going to go into chapter 2 of the book of Yahshua. Get used to hearing the name Yahshua instead of Joshua. I want you to hear the Hebrew and identify with it, because it is our language. It is not the language of the Jews. It is the language of Israel. And they have taken and corrupted it and made it into something that it was not. They can't leave anything be, even when they are impersonating us. And chapter 2, verse 1, you can reference the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 31, and the book of James, chapter 2, verse 25, and Josephus' Antiquities, if you have the book of Josephus, 5, 1, 2, and 7. Okay, verse 1, and Yahshua the son of Nun sent out of Shittim, 7581, that is a place, and that is where the wood of Shittim came from the land of Shittim, two men to spy, 7270, secretly, 2791, saying, go, view the land, and Jericho, that is Jericho, 3405, and they went, and came to a woman, 802, innkeeper's 2181 house, all right, named Rahab, 7343, and lodged there, 7901. Now, the King James Version has harlot. That word can also be used for harlot, but Josephus explains specifically that she was an innkeeper, which is an honorable occupation. Okay? And 7901, lodge, to lay down to sleep, is at an inn. Her parents lived there with her. Their occupation were innkeepers. She was not a harlot. She married later on a prince of Israel. She was not a racial alien. She was an Adamite woman, because Israel had gone out in pieces before the Exodus, okay? Not all of Israel went out together in the Exodus. Some left before, like the tribe of Dan, and sailed all up and founded all that stuff they did up in Europe. The Exodus was the big going forth. But there were Israelites that were scattered all over the place. Okay? They were still Israel. They just didn't go out in the Exodus. And she was of the royal blood. Okay? Believe it or not, she was of the royalty. And this will come to play here in a couple of minutes here when I get to it. I'll identify it for you. But she was a pure blood Israelite. She was not a harlot, because a prince of Israel would not marry a harlot. He would not marry a racial alien, because the children would be prohibited from being in the assembly of Yahweh. It was horrible. That was terrible back then. So they wouldn't do it. But the words have been perverted by the adversary's children and their publishing houses. And they have changed her description to harlot as opposed to innkeeper. But there's enough text out there, and the pattern of behavior here supports innkeeper rather than harlot because of her honorable behavior. Verse 2 of chapter 2. And it was told to the king of Jericho, saying, "Behold, there came men in here tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country." They were very well aware that Israel was all around them, and that there was a huge army out there. Verse 3. And the king of Jericho sent to Rahab, saying, "Bring forth the men that have come to you, which have entered into your house, for they have come to search out all the country." All right, now she's loyal to Israel. Here comes the honorable behavior of this woman. Verse 4. And the woman took the two men and hid them, and said this, "There came men to me, but I knew not from where they were. And it came to pass at the shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Where the men went, I do not know. Pursue after them quickly, for you shall overtake them." Uh-huh. Verse 6. But she had brought them up to the roof of the house. They had flat roofs because it was hot country. And hid them with the woody stalks of flax. 6593. Which she had laid in order. 6186. Upon the roof. They were flat roofs, and she was drying out stalks of flax because they used that for weaving. She hid them. She lied to the non-Israelite king and his men and protected Israel. Okay? That's honorable. And the verse 7, and the men pursued after them on the way to the Jordan River to the fords. 4, 5, 6, 9. And as soon as those that pursued after were gone out, they shut the gate. They were afraid that there were men lying in wait outside, so they shut that gate. And before they were laid down, she came up to them upon the roof, and she said to the men, more honorable behavior. I know that Yahweh, she knew Yahweh's name, has given you the land, and that the terror of you has fallen upon us, because she was a local resident, even though she was an Israelite, she was considered a subject of that king, because they had been living there, and they had a business there. The terror of you has fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land melt away, 41:27, from your presence. Because we have heard how Yahweh dried up the water of the Sea of Reeds for you when you came forth from Mitzrayim, and what you did to the two kings of the Amori, that's the Amorites, that were on the other side of the Jordan River, Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. Now, verse 10, you can reference part A of verse 10, the first part, Exodus 14, verse 21, and Numbers 21, verses 21 through 35. They had heard, they were Israelites. Oh, man, our people are coming. Verse 11. And as soon as we heard these things, our hearts melted, 4:5-9:9. Neither did there remain any spirit in any man because of your presence, because of Yahweh your Elohim. He is Elohim in the sky above and in the land beneath. They were afraid that they would be mistaken for the indigenous people of the land and be destroyed with them because they were living in one of their cities. Verse 12. Now this here shows that she's an Israelite, because she believes in Yahweh. Now therefore, please swear to me by Yahweh, since I have done you a kindness, that you will also do a kindness to my father's house and give me a true 571 token, 226, that's a sign, and you will preserve the lives, 2421, of my father and my mother and my brothers and my sisters and all that they have, and rescue, 5337, our lives, 5315, from death. She doesn't want to be mistaken as one of the natural residents of Jericho. She doesn't want her family killed, because she had an inkling that that whole city was going to get hammered. And the men answered her, our lives for yours. If you declare not this matter, and it shall be when Yahweh has given us the land that we will deal kindly and truly with you. Verse 15. Then she let them down by a cord, 2256, through the window, 2474. In other words, a rope. Because her house was upon the town walls, 2346, inner surface, 7023. And she dwelt upon the town wall. Verse 16, and she said to them, go to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you, and hide yourself there 3 days until the pursuers have returned, and afterwards you may go your way. She's helping these men out. Verse This is not the behavior of a whore. Verse 17. And the men said to her, "We are blameless from this oath which we swore." In other words, they were free from blood guilt of the oath. Okay. Verse 18, "Behold, when we come into the land, you shall bind," 7194, "this cord," 8615, "of this thread," 2339, "of scarlet," 8144, "in the window from which you let us down, and you shall gather," 622, "your father and your mother and your brothers and all your father's household in the house with you." Okay? That cord of scarlet is a symbol of royalty. Scarlet comes from a specific worm by which they made that color. And she was to bind a cord of scarlet around the big cord that she let the men out, and that would signify her house. Verse 19, "And it shall be, whoever goes out from the doors of your house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head, and we are blameless, and whoever shall be in your house with you, his blood shall be on our head if any hand comes upon him." That's blood guilt, because they are innocent. Verse 20, "If you declare this matter, then we will be free," 5355, "of the oath that we swore." They need an out from this oath, because she has to do certain things so her family does not get killed in the battle that's going to come, because Israel is going to come in this city and wipe it out. Verse 21, "And she said, according to your words, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed." She let them down over the wall. "And she bound the cord of scarlet in the window," where everybody could see it. Verse 22, "And they walked and came to the mountain and stayed there 3 days until the pursuers had returned. And the pursuers sought throughout all the way, but found nothing." Verse 23, "So the two men returned and descended from the mountain and passed over the river," that would be the Jordan River, "and came to Yahshua, the son of Nun, and told him all that befell them. And they said to Yahshua, truly, Yahweh has given all the land into our hands, because even the inhabitants of the land melt away," 41:27, "from our presence. So they were in great fear in that land of the presence of Israel. It was really terrifying to them that Israel was going to come in, basically, and wipe them out. Now, I want to read you something from the book of Josephus, so you don't think I'm blowing smoke here. This is book 5, chapter 1, chapter 1, paragraph 2 of Josephus' Antiquities. And I'm going to do verse 8. Here we go. Verse 7. But at even, that's evening, they retired to a certain inn that was near to the wall. Remember, she lived on the outer wall and had an inn there, where they went to eat their supper. That's what you do at an inn. It's an inn. When they had finished their supper, they were considering how to get away. But information was given to the king as he was at supper that there were some persons come from the Hebrews' camp to view the city as spies, and that they were in the inn kept by Rahab, and were very solicitous that they might not be discovered. Okay. And then it tells about they were going to torture them and learn what their business was and all that other stuff. And it tells that she hid them under the stalks of flax, which were laid up to dry on the top of her house. And she gave the big story to the messengers and all of that. And here we go to verse 13 of section 2. But they gave her this advice, that when she should perceive that the city was about to be taken, she should put her goods and all her family by way of security in her inn, and to hang out scarlet threads before her doors or windows. It can be translated either way, that the commander of the Hebrews might know her house and take care to do her no harm. Now, this shows very clearly in Josephus that Rahab was not a harlot. Regardless of what the mistranslations say, they changed it. And they put the word harlot in where it doesn't belong. And it should be innkeeper, an honorable woman of an honorable profession. And this shows you the viciousness of the enemy, when they would malign this righteous woman and call her a harlot. And the reason for that, are you ready for this? She was in the direct lineage of Yahshua Messiah. She married one of the princes of Israel that was his ancestor. The same way with Ruth, when they try to call her a racial Moabite, which is a direct lie of the devil, she was an Israelite woman living in the occupied land of Moab that Israel had taken over when they killed Sihon and Og. There were no Moabites left. They killed them. Everybody was killing them. They were cursed. But they're trying to put a Moabite in the lineage of Yahshua Messiah, which would make him impure, which is a lie of the children of the devil. And they're trying to put a harlot in his lineage. You see how they work? One little word change. Little word change. Oh, he's descended from a whore. Okay, Jew boys. No. Not having any of that. No, sir. No, sir, whatsoever. Not even a little bit. He was of pure blood. He was of royal lineage all the way down. Royal, 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 royal. He's the king. Our king. Our eternal, holy, sanctified, perfect, pure king. And I don't care how many words these children of the devil change. I'm going to refute it, and I'm going to show where they lie, if at all physically possible for me to do. This is very, very important. Very important. And that's why I have 50 books of research material. I live in a library, okay? And all of this has been provided to me by Yahweh. Oh, I bought some. But I have been gifted with a lot of others. Now, I bought Josephus while I was locked up. But a lot of this stuff, over the years, because of the expense of it, Eli James has given me a large number of stuff, and other people that like my work while I was in prison, including a particular prison chaplain who will remain nameless because I don't want him to get fired or in trouble. He actually helps people. Used my translations in his sermons, both at the prison and on the street when he preached at a church. And he's still in the military, and he's a military chaplain. So he would get a double dose of trouble if I gave his name. Yahweh works in mysterious ways and blessed me while I was in there. And he let me copy my stuff free. And when the one lieutenant destroyed a lot of my stuff maliciously, just because he could, another one of the prison chaplains wrote him up for it, wrote him a reprimand to the warden, and had his clerk copy all my stuff over. I had saved and preserved in secret a lot of my stuff, but the Hebrew transliterations were lost. I had the English versions, but the Hebrew was handwritten and one of a kind, and it was destroyed. So I have been scrabbling, transcribing all this Hebrew. I did it over again in pencil. on lined notebook paper after he destroyed it. And I'm still typing the stuff out because I don't have it in typeset form. But that's how vicious the federal government is. If you are Christian Identity and you are unfortunate enough to be locked up, or if you are a white nationalist, you will be persecuted heavily. But I had a number of people that studied with me in there in secret. We had to go, couldn't do it in the chapel, because it was very politically correct. They had the Church of What's Happening Now and all these goofball religions and Santeria, where they bite the heads off of chickens and do voodoo worship. I mean, they had all that in there. Witches, goblins, Nation of Islam, what's that other one? The Rastafarians, where they believe Haile Selassie was a reincarnation of Christ. I mean, they had it all in there, man. Space aliens and steers and queers and whatever else you could think of. But it was an interesting experience and really opened my eyes as to just how far down we have come. You know, I knew they were persecuting some prisoners, and I had corresponded with a lot of them when I was free. And then when I got locked up, I saw firsthand just what they do to us that stand up for Yahweh and defend ourselves. I didn't die like a good citizen. Excuse me, I shot back. And I did some hard time over that, folks. I was in some pretty ugly places. I didn't do a club fed or a camp. I did hard time with the bad ones. They don't like it when you shoot back, so they put you in the worst place they can put you. But I came through it because Yahweh was with me, because I called on the name of Yahweh, and I stayed true, and even in prison, I kept the feasts, and I kept the Shabbat. And I kept the food laws. I would not eat their filth that they tried. I went hungry many a day because they were serving pork. And I would not go to the chow hall. I ate nothing. I drank coffee. And didn't kill me, made me stronger. And I got bad news for the Zionist occupational government. I'm back! And I'm not a militia commander anymore. I'm not fooling with the militia. I wish them well, and I wish them Yahweh's protection. But I have a different calling. I was called to do this in prison, and Eli James helped me all those years, all the years. He has been a true brother and a great supporter, and he still is, of prisoners that are Christian Identity. He is a faithful servant of Yahweh. And I was very grieved to see some of the things that have been said about Eli by certain people over the years, and I think it is a shame that particular person has been misled by a traitor and a snake and is in error. He's very old, the fella, and has sort of lost it, and he is being led around by the nose by this demon in human form. But by their fruits ye shall know them. And I have been a witness to a true Christian identity pastor by the name of Eli James. And I praise and bless him in the name of Yahweh. And his brainchild, Eurofolk Radio, is becoming more and more successful all the time. And it is a blessing to all. And we are getting the word out and the truth out. And we have very knowledgeable pastors that are reading the word and teaching the word and giving accurate news reports. The lineup here on EFR is wonderful. And more to come. I'm sure Yahweh will bring more into the fold here. And I thank you out there for listening. And if you could support EFR in any way, I don't need any money or support. I'm doing all right. Yahweh is blessing me. But there are those that are not. And they need your help. And if you could support EFR in any way at all, monetarily, I receive nothing of that. I do this as a volunteer because Yahweh has called me, and this is what I do. This is my life now. I urge you to support EFR if you can, please. Praise Yahweh above all things and love your neighbor as yourself and spread the word. If you have a chance to witness to a brother or sister out there, please do it. Don't be timid. Be bold in Yahweh. Yahshua was not ashamed to lay down his life for you, and you should not be ashamed of Yahshua. Tell people about him. Tell of his glory and the glory of Yahweh, and pray for his second coming, folks, when he will set everything right in this world. And as they said to Yahshua, son of Nun, be of great courage and fear not, for Yahweh is with you. And that applies to us today, brothers and sisters. So I will say Shalom Aleichem. I will come back on Monday with the book of Joshua, chapters 3 and 4. And may you have a good weekend, and Yahweh bless you all. Praise Yahweh, Lord of hosts, Holy One of Israel.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus